grand number of them from Bell Labs and such. And, you know, the Silicon story was presented there when they figured out the oxide. And that actually was done on a government contract, so it had to be. But it was presented there. And, of course, silicon took off like mad after that.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, the only silicon devices were grown devices by TI and extremely expensive, TI being Texas Instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And the man on that one was Gordon Teal. He got hired from Bell by Texas Instruments. And they sold a lot of silicon devices to the military at high prices. And basically what happened with the silicon oxide business that was discovered at Shockley or invented at Shockley, whatever word you want to use, that made silicon devices inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you stories about people who had, well, let me quickly just say there was a gold bonded diode that Transitron made. Mm-hmm. You don't hear the word Transitron anymore. And it turned out that the cost of the gold, et cetera, was more than the silicon device compared to sold for.
Mm-hmm.
That ends that one.
Yeah.
But, and there were people like that who, all those researchers came to this conference.
Mm-hmm.
It was really it was called the Device Research Conference. And, you know, we didn't really want to know about things. Now, we ended up at that conference, you know, this goes a little bit, in 62, we disclosed the high efficiency that you could get in gallium arsenide in, from electricity to light. And we claimed we got as much as 85%.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite obvious that you could make a laser. And three groups made lasers. Now, this gets back now to the Washington conference. In other words, this conference was always, the device research conference was always held at a university, and it was always held in the summer when the university didn't have classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be June or July. The device research, the electron devices conference used to be held either at Halloween or in December.
Mm-hmm.
I always remember the Halloween business.
Yeah.
Wife saying, oh, you're going away for Halloween? as you well know, she then had to protect the house.
Right.
But anyway, and that device research, that Washington conference, I'm sorry, both GE, in the person of Bob Hall, us, and IBM had already submitted papers to Applied Physics Letters. They weren't published. And all three of us had fake papers. You know, they really had something in them. But we had papers that if either one of the other two announced it, we could match the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Paul, Marshall Nathan of IBM, and myself sitting in the lobby of the hotel, not really the lobby, but the, you know, where the conference was being held, but it was in the anteroom to the conference, sort of saying to each other, now look, if you disclose it, we'll disclose it. We're friends, you understand. And we stayed friends. But be that as it may, none of us did. And the papers did come out, and this must have been when it was the conference was in Halloween, because the papers came out in the November and December issues of Applied Physics Letters, which also was a fairly new journal at that point. And that was sort of kitchens and saying, look, we got this very high efficiency at the research conference I'm talking about. Whereas we would not have announced it at all or anything about it at the very open electron device meeting, which was then, I guess, then in October. Later on, it switched to December.